Leila Nishmas Rav Kleinim is Kamish Ben Abreli Melech Brachas Perkches Mishnah Beis. Beishamei Ermim Neutlin Liadayim V'achakach Moizgin Esakos. Beishamei say first, when it comes to Kiddush, let's go with that, that we're dealing with Kiddush according to the Rif, the way the first Tzorah brings. So, at Kiddush, first we wash our hands, and then afterwards we pour the wine, make by Pirogafin and Amotzi. That's what Beishamei holds. Now, it's important just to make a few points here. So we're not going to go into all the pratim of Tumah, but we're just going to explain a few things. So we know that mashkin, liquids, have a unique characteristic that even though they are a sheni sometimes, as far as, you know, a rishon and a sheni to Tumah, they can create something else to be a rishon. So for example, if somebody, hands are considered a sheni l'tumah. So if somebody's hands touch a fruit that has liquid on it, so the liquid on the fruit becomes a rishon, and then it can make the fruit itself into a sheni. And the other thing to know is that they also made a gzeira, the chacham, they were misakin that the outside of a vessel, if liquid touches the outside of a vessel, you know, the vessel, the outside of the vessel becomes tame, the rims, the inside do not become tame, but the outside of the vessel is tame. And Beishamei held that it's usher, stam, a separate gzeira, it's usher to be mishtamish, to use a cup that the outside is tame. The reason is, because even if a person has clean hands, there's a gzeira that if he's using a cup that the outside is tame, maybe the liquid on the inside of the cup will drip out, touch the outside of the cup, and then the tum on the outside of the cup, now the liquid on the outside will be a conduit to be mitame his hands. And then, that's a problem, they didn't want his hands then to become tame. So now that we know that, the Beishamei held that there's an outside din, that a person's not to be mishtamish with a kos where the outside is tameh. So now, they say that what you should do is notun liyadayim, you should first wash your hands, va'acha kach mozgin es hakos, and then and only then should you pour the wine of Kiddush. Why is this? Because a person's hands have a din of tameh as a sheni. So now if you first pour the cup, so then we're afraid that your hands are going to the wine from the pouring is going to go on the outside, and we're afraid that your hands are then going to be touching a kos and being mitame the kos, because the liquid when you poured it is going to drip on the outside, and you're going to be touching and holding a tame kos, and there's a gzera that according to Beishamei, you're not allowed to touch a tame kos, you're not allowed to hold it, like we just said. So therefore you wash your hands first, so your hands are not Shnius, they don't have a din of a sheni l'tumo. And now that your hands are clean, we don't have to worry that even if it touches the outside of the coast, your clean hands won't be mitame the coast. In the end, you're not holding a coast that's tame. So Beis Hillel says that first you pour the wine, and then afterwards do you do nitilas yadayim? Because the concern of Beis Hillel, so first Beis Hillel actually holds that one is allowed to be mishtamish with a coast that's tame. He's allowed to touch a coast that's tame. So therefore, they're not concerned with what Beishamei was concerned with, that, you know, you're not allowed to touch it, for whatever the gzeira was, whatever the reason was. But the issue is that Beis Hillel says that if you wash first, like Beishamei held to do, what's going to happen is you clean your hands, so your hands are nice and clean, and they're tahor, but you may have some liquid that you didn't dry your hands so well. So water on your hands may exist, and because of that, since Beis Hillel held that you're allowed to touch and hold a kos that's tamei on the outside, so now you have wet hands, and now your hands are going to become tamei by the fact that they're wet. You didn't dry them off. If you did like Beishamei, you didn't dry them off so well. So now you have the kos that's going to be mitamei your hands. They're a little bit wet, and then you're going to end up eating the suda with hands that are tamei and mesuavos, dirty tamei. So Beis Hillel says better to rather. Wash your hands afterwards. We don't hold the problem, Beis Hillel said, of touching a kos that's tameh. Wash your hands after you make Kiddush, and then by the time that it comes to Hamotzi, your hands won't be tameh.